This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up backyards all over Michigan. We're in Lansing, Whitehall, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Flint, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo. We are smoking them up everywhere. And our newest affiliate, 580 WTCM up in Traverse City. We are grilling in the North Country now, and we're very excited about being up there. In the next couple weeks, we're going to be making a trip up, the first maiden voyage of the Grilling Guys to Traverse City. We're going to be up there in a couple weeks at Right Brain Brewery. Can't wait to be up there. Hopefully you're up there on vacation. You'll be able to swing by and see us. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks a lot, everybody. We are cooking, and we're going to be up for the Cherry Festival, the last Saturday of the Cherry Festival, July 14th. Right Brain. I mean,
can't be better than that.
It's going to be good, man. You know, you talk about good jobs. We got a good job, but we got this lady on the line right now that has, I think she trumps us, Jop. We're talking about Diana Stamfler. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, We're always doing good until we hear about how much fun you're having. Then we feel sorry for ourselves.
Oh, like you guys are slumming it over there. I know better than that.
Listen, isn't it Michigan Craft Beer Month coming up in July?
It is. So midnight tonight is the kickoff of Michigan Craft Beer Month, the month of July. Also at midnight tonight, tickets go on sale for the UP Fall Beer Festival, which is September 8th in Marquette. So people, you think, oh, well, midnight. Trust me, we will sell several hundred tickets between midnight and 12:30 tonight for the people looking to go to that festival. And those tickets are available online at mibeer.com. Of course, we've got our big summer beer festival coming up in Ypsilanti, the 27th to 28th. I hear you guys are going to be broadcasting down at Corner Brewery that weekend.
We are. Should be a great time.
Yes, it is, and we're going to see you at our festival Friday night, and then everybody can tune in Saturday morning to hear what you thought about the festival, and then we'll have our festival running Saturday as well. And now that you're in Traverse City, you're probably going to want to know about the fourth annual Traverse City Microbrewer Music Festival, which is actually coming up at the end of August, so you're probably going to want to be there for that as well. They've got Dierks Bentley headlining that event, which is the Friday night of their festival. It's just it's a great beer scene here in Michigan that continues. Have you had a chance yet to read about the Beer City Pale Ale that Grand Rapids is making with all the brewers in town?
No, I haven't. Break that down for us.
Well, they Grand Rapids got rated Beer City USA a couple months ago. We tied for first place with Asheville, North Carolina. And so the brewers in Grand Rapids all got together and said, you know what, that's pretty cool. Let's create a Beer City Pale Ale. So 10 brewers, including our good friend Shaz, got together, and they created this beer recipe. And it's going to be available at all of their pubs as well as other locations starting in July. And it's just going to be fabulous. Experience Grand Rapids, the CVB in town has got on board with this. And it's just another great thing going on in the craft beer scene here in Michigan.
That is fantastic. And, Diana, if people don't know, you run an organization called Promote Michigan, and that can be found on the website at promotemichigan.com. And your role is to cruise around the state and let people know about all the wonderful things there are to do and enjoy and see in the great state of Michigan. And I'm looking at your website right now, and you've got just a really cool feature. We won't go into it much, but it's 12 Pure Michigan Summer Bucket List Ideas. What a cool thing you're doing. I mean, you got everything up here from paddle boarding to dune rides to balloon rides, go to the Keweenaw Peninsula. Really cool things that you do for us, and we're just so grateful that you take time and energy to put this out there.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Hey, I took one of the things off the bucket list last night. Number three, I went to the Purple Rose Theater, which is owned by Michigan's own Jeff Daniels, and saw what I feel is one of my favorite movies, On Golden Pond. And they did that play last night, and it was absolutely spectacular, stellar performance. The characters for Ethel and Norman Thayer were dead on. And so one thing off of my list, I got to get working on some of these other things. But, you know, I have balloon rides on there. It's big balloon festival weekend over in Battle Creek this weekend. Might want to get you guys out over to Gilmore Car Museum where you can learn to drive a Model T.
Yeah, I think my cars are so old, I might be driving one of those right now anyway. So,
and definitely going to be doing the Mackinac Bridge Walk on Labor Day this year. So I'm looking forward to that and a lot of great things. My goal with what I do is I try to lead by example, first of all. But I want people to get out and experience this in their own backyard and get out and see things and do things and take the kids so that the kids have an experience about how great the state of Michigan is, all the natural resources, all the opportunities. You know, July Craft Beer Month, but July is also Michigan Camping and RV Month.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, that's a big deal. And people, you know, camping is the number one outdoor activity in America. More people camp than the people that go biking and paddling and fishing and hunting, more than grilling, believe it or not. So camping is huge, and so
well, actually, you're grilling.
The month of July.
You're grilling when you're camping, so I beg to differ with you.
And you're fishing when you're camping, and you're paddling when you're camping, and you're drinking beer while you're camping. But it all comes back to that camping element, and so there's a lot of great things about our state, and I just want people to get out and see them. You know, I took a lot of it for granted growing up.
Listen, Diana,
we minutes from Lake Michigan.
Yeah, we appreciate so much you coming on and sharing. You're just like a spring of knowledge. We've got Sergeant Lindsley on the line. We got to cover Operation Injured Soldier here real quick. Let's talk again real soon, and I know we'll see you in Ypsilanti.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great holiday week coming up.
Thank you so much. Diana Stampfler, PromoteMichigan.org. And now we go to our favorite sergeant, Thomas Lindsley. Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Hey, we
good
only
morning,
got a
grilling, guys.
Oh, good morning. We only have a couple minutes here, Sarge.
Yeah,
so
do.
Tell us quickly, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on is we have an awesome barbecue that I'm trying to get communicated to every veteran in the United States, especially those in the earshot of the grilling guys, at Door, Michigan, at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. This is going to be a Veterans Appreciation barbecue. We'll have some entertainment there. The American Spanking Machines Bluegrass Band will be there to entertain us. We'll start serving at about 11 o'clock. And then around 2, we have a great number of items that have been donated by sporting goods dealers and hunting and fishing coordinators here in the area. And we're going to auction those things off and some soldier stories to share some thoughts on how this Operation Injured Soldier program has impacted some of the lives of soldiers right here in West Michigan, and hoping to do more with those that may learn of us at this event and sign up for the free hunting and fishing trips that we provide to any American veteran, with the priority to disabled vets. But we all get to play, and it's an awesome thing. I just need to get the word out on that barbecue and have these troops come running so we can have a great time on the water or out in the woods or what have you.
Okay, and that's July 7th. That's next Saturday, and the grilling guys are going to be there. We're going to do our show there.
You bet. That's going to be great.
You can hit our Facebook page, or you can hit Operation Injured Soldiers' Facebook page. Again, it's $7 for a great barbecue dinner. I've talked to your barbecue chef. The guy knows his business. This is going to be serious barbecue for $7.
Yeah.
So if you want to help out some injured soldiers, and listen, if you're a veteran, if you're a soldier, you eat for free. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. And their family members that come from the active duty or the guardsmen in the area,
yep.
Family's going to enjoy it too. And I also just want to mention briefly, this is gracious gift has been given to us for the seed money to do this was given by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, an awesome support group that has just reached out to touch us, and we're so greatly appreciative to Thrivent for doing this.
That is very cool. I happen to be a Thrivent member myself, so that's a great organization. That's,
you bet.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Excellent. Yeah, well, we're going to be there, Sarge, and we're going to be getting our barbecue on again. It's St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan. And what exit is that off of 131?
Oh, heavens, the number. I don't know. But
it just
sure
says door.
Door bigger,
yeah.
Bigger in daylight.
I think there's only one door exit, and then you head west just a mile or two, you're in Door. Look for the smoke.
Will do. Yeah, you bet. It'll be just south of the main intersection, what little there is there in Door. Can't
okay.
miss the church. You bet. Your flags
okay.
and everything, you won't miss it.
Okay, thanks so much, Sergeant Thomas Lindsley, retired Army NCO and a real patriot. Love your heart for that.
Well, God bless you all, and love the grilling guys. And come on, vets, let's go have a blast.
Sounds good.
Fun.
All right, we'll be there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Tom Lindsley doing some great work out there with our vets, taking guys hunting and fishing all throughout the year. Just a great organization. We Grilling Guys are proud to be behind it. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys. We're smoking up the backyards of Michigan. Be safe out there. Enjoy your 4th of July. Get out and fire up that grill. Throw some great food on there. Make sure it's done to temperature. Be safe. This is the first year for fireworks being legal in the state of Michigan. Be safe. Don't ruin it by blowing a finger off or starting a fire. Yeah. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys. We'll be talking with you next week.